Millions of gallons of untreated sewage are going downstream on the lower Arkansas River. CPR's Arlo Perez Esquibel reports it's believed the spill started early last week in Pueblo when a patched pipe slipped.
The state and local communities are trying to understand the impacts.
Right now, we're really concerned with recreating on the water.
Nicole Rowan is the director of the Water Quality Control Division at the State Department of Public Health and Environment.
Untreated wastewater contains really high levels of pathogens, viruses, and bacteria. And so what we're really recommending is that people avoid the Arkansas River, you know, downstream of where Fountain Creek and the Arkansas River, the confluence of those two, all the way through John Martin Reservoir is where we really are recommending strongly that people do not recreate.
That's about 100 miles of river that they're worried about. That part of the river is now closed for fishing and wading, and farmers are being warned that their irrigation could be affected too. At the moment, state and local officials don't believe that public drinking water has been impacted, and CDPHE is testing up and down the river to watch for bacteria levels. The situation has some local officials frustrated.
I've probably found out much later than I should have. I think it was probably about 8 hours after the incident was reported.
Rick Long is the Public Works Utility Director for Rocky Ford. He says he found out about the spill over social media and immediately had his team shut down two of the three wells they draw drinking water from, only leaving open the one farthest from the river. Because of their treatment process, he doesn't expect Rocky Ford's drinking water to be contaminated, but they are doing some voluntary testing to be sure.
So we got three raw samples before they went to the process rooms, and then I took one sample at our entry point, which is already treated before it goes into the water tank.
Long expects to have test results back on Tuesday and plans to update residents through the city's social media. Further downstream in La Junta, City Manager Mike Hart also has faith in their treatment process.
We're not drafting the water right out of the river and putting it through the system. There's all sorts of different levels that it has to go through and treatments that it has to go through before it even makes it into the system.
As far as cleanup goes, Rowan with the state says nature will do the bulk of the work from here.
Wastewater facilities often use ultraviolet radiation to disinfect their wastewater to get the pathogens out. So that's what's happening right now in the river with exposure to sunlight. It's also, you know, mixing and dispersing with other fresh water in the river, so that will hopefully mitigate it through time.
Exactly how much time will take before this section of the Arkansas is safe again is unclear. Rowan estimated a week, but cautioned that people should stay away until testing gives the all clear.
CPR's Arlo Perez Esquibel with reporting there from Madeline Rose.